Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Seb and Jazz with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland Government Department of Education report has found that Queensland state schools have a $441 million maintenance backlog, with more than a third of infrastructure being rated poor or in very poor condition. The Comprehensive Review of Infrastructure Renewal Report was presented to government in February, yet the details of the report were released to the public yesterday, following Wednesday's high-profile teachers' union strike. The independent report found that maintenance backlogs were almost double the annual maintenance budget, with Education Minister John Paul Longbrook elaborating that the report was coloured with accounts of ceilings with exposed joists, termites in window frames, and leaking roofs. Minister Longbrook later claimed that the Queensland government would invest $589 million towards facility renewal and upgrade programs over the next few years.
Newly published reports reveal Queensland cleared 332,015 hectares in the 2022 to 2023 period, an overall 3% increase from the previous year. Conservationists have expressed distress that Queensland remains the deforestation capital of Australia, especially with increased bulldozing of areas critical to or containing endangered species. Groups like the Queensland Conservation Council have spotlighted that almost half the bulldozed areas were within the Great Barrier Reef catchment areas, adding pressure to already suffering reefs. The report revealed 33,000 hectares of woodland and forest bulldozed were unexplained, possibly including unlawful clearing. Queensland Conservation Council, among other groups, has called on the Federal Environment Minister, Murray Watt, to respond in upcoming reforms.
In national news, snowstorms across regional New South Wales have left many producers with large costs as they attempt to rebuild, with a commercial orchard in the Northern Tablelands having 70% of their trees impacted. The Yeoman family's orchard received unprecedented damage in last weekend's cold snap, with Warren Yeoman stating that the repairs would cost the farm upwards of $500,000. The Yeoman family is calling for the state government to declare the event a natural disaster, entitling loans and grants for businesses affected, with member for Northern Tablelands Brendan Moylan appealing to the New South Wales government and supporting the declaration.
Research has revealed that men are paid more than women in 98% of jobs, women earning 70 cents for every dollar earned by a male colleague after a decade of work. The first of three papers released by Jobs and Skills Australia analysed 688 occupations and found the pay gap increased to almost 40% for First Nations women. The report also exposed that pay gaps were worst in the most gender-segregated occupations, irregardless whether they were male or female-dominated, like nursing and childcare. Experts are calling for those in power to confront these findings and their limits on the Australian economy, ahead of Jim Chalmers' upcoming economic reform roundtable.
In international news, France's largest wildfire in 75 years continues to be uncontrolled as it leaves one woman dead and 13 people injured, including 11 firefighters. The blaze that began on Tuesday local time has burned over 16,000 hectares in southern France, with three people reported missing and dozens of homes leveled. French Prime Minister François Bayrou has labeled the fire a catastrophe on an unprecedented scale, as authorities declare it France's largest fire since 1948. French President Emmanuel Macron has urged caution from the public, stating that all of the nation's resources have been mobilized to battle the blaze.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers and southeasterly winds around midday. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 20 and a minimum of 15. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.